This is Stateside. I'm Lester Graham. GM workers in the UAW just missed their first paycheck because of the strike. In a moment, we'll hear how that affects the Michigan economy. But to understand how that's affecting rank-and-file members, we've got to hear from Sean Crawford. He works at the Flint Truck Assembly Plant, and he's been with GM since 2008. Welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me.
So what's missing this paycheck mean to you and your family right now?
Well, it means we're in the beginning phases of our struggle to get what is fair and what is right in our contract. I've been preparing for the strike since the beginning of the year, and you know, I grew up fairly low income, so it's not something that that's foreign to me. I just want to make sure that we stay out as long as possible to get the contract that we all deserve.
Well, how long can you go on nothing but strike pay before finances become a problem?
Not as long as it takes. You know, I'll find something else that I can do to support my family in the meantime if I have to. But, you know, there's no reason that General Motors, after having the most profitable years in their entire history at our expense, mind you, right, not only the taxpayers' expense through the auto loans, but also through all the concessions we've taken since 2007, it's time for them to give back what we've created through our labor, which we've made it one of the most successful auto companies out there. So time to get back what we've earned.
You have a baby on the way. Does that put more pressure on you?
You know, it definitely makes things a little more nerve-wracking. But at the same time, you know, my wife and I were pretty resilient people. And I know we're going to make it through whatever happens. You know, people had to go through a lot more to get what we take for granted today. And, you know, I want to make sure that we do our part for the next generation so they can have a decent standard of living and be treated fairly.
You mentioned you were preparing for this most of the year. How well prepared were your fellow union members?
I think my fellow union members are pretty well prepared. My brothers and sisters have been saving. They are aware of what's going on with the strike. I have not heard a single complaint from anybody yet. I think everybody is ready and willing to stay out as long as it's going to take.
Well, I'm wondering about the second-tier workers, the people on the line who make less money. They're going to be the hardest-pressed to do something, right?
Well, yeah, them as well as the temps and then the subsystems workers as well, right, because there's so many different tiers and classifications within the shop now, unfortunately. But at the same time, you know, if you make less money, you're used to living on less money. You're used to being more frugal. So I know a lot of my brothers and sisters who are making less money have been saving as well.
Are you going to lose support for the strike if they start suffering before the rest of you are hit like that?
I sure hope not, and I really hope that people understand the class nature of what's going on, right? I mean, as workers, you know, we only have one type of leverage, right, and that's the ability to withhold our labor. And so if we withhold our labor collectively, we can get back what we've earned, right? And so I think everyone needs to just have that basic understanding that holding out in the long run is going to be much better, not only for auto workers, but for the entire working class in the state and in the country, because it shows what's possible when working people come together.
You said you've been with GM since 2008. You've never been out on strike before, so you don't really know how a long strike might feel, do you?
Well, I grew up hearing stories from my family who've been through many long strikes, and you know, they kind of prepared me growing up. They told me about the great sit-down strike that happened in Flint, you know, where it was right in the middle of winter when they had to occupy the plant, and you know, the lengths that General Motors was willing to go to you know, try to evict the strikers and using like World War One era, you know, gas inside the plants. And so things got pretty hairy. So, I mean, for me, a long strike, it's not going to be a problem. You know, people have went through a lot more hardship to achieve what is right, because it's, again, it's not just about auto workers, but it's about the entire class, right? And we need to win the strike so we can be a good example for the rest of the workers in the state and this country. So hopefully they form their own unions and get back what they deserve.
Now, I know I'm sure that there are rumors flying on the picket line about whether you're close to an agreement or not close to an agreement. What's the scuttlebug?
It sounds like we're about 2 weeks away from any kind of potential agreement. I know that they've really, I'm just getting my information from the Free Press, you know, and other news outlets like everybody else. But I mean, after they get the main issues off the main table, it's going to have to be presented to the membership and voted on. And so it sounds like there's a lot of confusion in negotiations right now. First, we have insurance, then we don't. So I don't expect anything for another couple of weeks, to be honest.
Sean Crawford is a UAW member on strike. He's out of the GM Flint Assembly Plant, which produces full-size trucks. Thanks for taking a moment to talk with us.
Thanks for having me.
Yesterday, the Wall Street Journal published a report titled GM Strike to Ripple Through Michigan Economy. It included the statement that Michigan relies far more on the automotive industry for wage and salary income than the U.S. as a whole. The sector accounts for 7% of such income, compared with less than 2% nationally, according to a Moody's Investors Service report the piece cited. We thought we'd take a longer look at that with Patrick Anderson of the Anderson Economic Group. Welcome to the program.
Thank you.
I should mention you're quoted in that Wall Street story.
I think a lot of that Wall Street story is based on the work that our group has done, both in our Chicago office and our East Lansing office. We, of course, have been following the Midwestern economy, in particular the Michigan economy, for over 20 years. And if anything, those numbers from Moody's understate the reliance of Michigan's economy. I would put Michigan's economy as well more than 10% reliant on the auto industry. It's really our anchor industry. It's smaller than it once was as a share of the entire economy, but it's our cornerstone. That's whether there's a GM strike or not, we rely on the auto industry.
Let's break it down a little bit. Strikers just missed their first check since the strike started. That impacts union families, of course, but it also means spending is down in communities, income tax revenue is down for the state. How significant is that?
It's about $17 million lost per day, and a lot of that is in Michigan. In fact, about half of that. It's 600,000 lost income taxes to the state of Michigan per day this week, we estimate it. About $10 million a day lost in supplier wages, again, about half of that in the state of Michigan. So it's a significant chunk of money on a day-by-day basis. Just among the employees and the people that run small businesses who generally get paid, even if they're owners, out of whatever revenue they have from the business, that's quite a bit of money, and day by day it mounts.
Yeah, I was going to ask you, there are a lot of auto parts suppliers who rely on those GM plants. Will we start seeing layoffs, or have we seen layoffs already if this strike continues much longer?
I would have to venture a guess that every other person listening to this broadcast knows a person who's already lost some money, lost wages, didn't show up for work, or which is basically their hours are down. You have a whole number of employees that work for all kinds of businesses that are reliant on people that work in the auto industry, or they sell directly to the auto industry. I mean, even my company, Anderson Economic Group, we have trade association clients, we have auto dealer clients, we have sometimes we have the automakers, and all of them, I would have to say virtually every single one of our Michigan business and trade association clients is connected or based in the auto industry. So even we're affected here. I mean, we're not cutting anybody's hours immediately, but the fact is that virtually every major organization that hires us has support coming from the auto industry. And so that means electricians, it means marketing people, pipe fitters, logistics folks, folks that work in the trucking industry, that deliver parts, that make parts. They're all being affected by this.
To show how vulnerable Michigan can be, there's the old adage that when the nation's economy sneezes, Michigan comes down with pneumonia. Michigan's economy already is not quite as robust as it was. How could this strike affect the state's vulnerability to a regional recession?
You're right. When the nation sneezes, Michigan catches a cold. And when the nation starts to get a little bit of cold, we get pneumonia. And certainly in the Great Recession, I mean, we were, I don't say push the metaphor, I mean, we were in the ICU, and cities like Flint and Pontiac, parts of Detroit, had depression-level unemployment. His statistics that went above 20% and no longer had the same meaning that they would when we're looking at, say, 7% or 8%. So we're still vulnerable to a serious downturn, and the automobile industry is particularly vulnerable when the economy goes down. People stop buying cars because they can still usually drive their older cars. And so we're vulnerable to that recession. The U.S. economy is slowing. Michigan's economy has been slowing. It's still good. Our unemployment rate is low. Until this fiscal year, we were getting our budgets done on time, and we had balanced budgets. So we were in pretty good shape. but we're vulnerable. And I think this GM UAW strike, and don't forget we have Ford Chrysler coming up, is happening at a particular risky time.
Kind of bottom line it for us. What are you looking for? What's the next event you're looking for that you think will be significant in the long term for Michigan?
Now we have, I mean, as we're talking right now, we're in this double witching hour here. We have no budget that's adopted, and we're 3 days away from the end of our fiscal year for the state government. And at the same time, our largest private sector employer is locked in a labor battle with the UAW. This is really a dangerous time for Michigan. Certainly, I would like to see a responsible budget adopted by the state government in time so there's no disruption. And I'd like a settlement in the GM UAW strike, and one also an avoidance of that in, with the Ford and Chrysler and other things, in a manner that lets us adapt to changes in the auto market, because changes are happening and they're going to happen in the future, and lets us remain competitive with the other operations, which are not only in Michigan, they're in other parts of the United States, and they're in other countries. If we can do that, I'm quite confident Michigan will do well. But if we don't, I mean, we have the chance to make two really boneheaded errors in the same month that would hurt us for a great deal of time. So we're vulnerable right now, and I hope cooler and smarter heads are prevailing both down in Detroit and in Lansing.
Patrick Anderson is the chief executive of the Anderson Economic Group. That's a Lansing-based consulting firm which, among other things, analyzes economic, industry, and market conditions. Thanks very much.
Good to be with you today.